ding. Let's bring in the referee. Avril, what would your advice be?
Yeah, it's great to have these two contrasts, because I think Hayley's quite unusual. You know, I don't mean in general, but
she is.
Unique thing or it is. Just can't call them out. Of course. But do you know how few people do that? People are so afraid of conflict. But to go back to the hate, don't like, can't stand, these are strong emotions we're describing. And they're quite childlike emotions. You know, I don't like them. And one of the key things that work, certainly the key things I'm working with in leadership, is dealing with difference. People aren't you. They don't have your values. They didn't grow up in your house. They don't have your attributes. That doesn't necessarily make them bad people. But we do often hook on to, I don't like the way they did that. And we somehow besmirch the entire person as if they're completely evil. And, you know, I work with a lot of quite challenging, one might say, senior people, and will have heard all sorts of nonsense. And then when I get to meet them, because I'm in that wonderful position of getting behind the scenes, you know, within less than an hour, I've discovered all that's wonderful about them and their determination and their drive, which sometimes makes them behave in appalling ways. But often nobody's told them, especially the people that are then later accused of bullying. They're often very passionate about what they're doing, but nobody's taken that step of saying, hang on a wee minute, like I can imagine Hayley would do.
But that's what's interesting, isn't it, about the work environment, which makes it very different, because, you know, you don't have a relationship with that person in order to have a social relationship, in order to be friends. You are co-workers who have a joint objective of completing work. And that's, I think, a difficult one, isn't it? Because as you say, Avril, they might be a very effective worker. You just might not like the way they do their work. But it's quite hard as a human being not to then build onto that a more emotional response.
Well, I think one of the big things, and I mean, I tend to talk about emotional literacy. One of the big things is checking what your feelings are, you know, label them correctly. Is it hate? Or actually, I just don't approve of them or whatever. Get the labels right in your own head. And then also calibrate it. Hate, I think we should reserve that for war criminals, maybe. Hate or actually really irritate me. Make sure you calibrate it. You get it at the right level. I'm a bit intolerant of them, or they've got irritating habits, brings it back down to size, and then ask yourself, well, why is this? You know, what's it about? What is it they're doing? And then I think both Hayley and Kathleen are right. On the one hand, if you can deal with it, deal with it. But on the other, if you can just cope with it and let it go and turn the other cheek, as long as it's not damaging to you.
But what if it festers? What if it festers?
Well, that's the bit you've got to watch, because that is just not good for your well-being. It's not good for your health. And, you know, it's not good for your productivity. And we know that feeling you've got good friends, you know, best friends at work, is actually great for your well-being. It lowers stress. Worry less, you're less tired, you actually kind of skip into work because you're looking forward to seeing people. That's the ideal. And frankly, I think managers and leaders at every level ought to be checking on this and making sure that we get people communicating so that that's festering stuff is not happening. Because that is awful.
Yeah, the ideal situation, how many workplaces does it exist in? I'm not sure. Avril, thank you. Perfect sense again.